This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We seem to be off and running as opposed to being off of our mark or off the pace or off just off. OFF. Let's turn it ON. All right, ladies, you got it. Turn that button ON, turn it on. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is out for the rest of the week healing. So we welcome Tuesday, the 16th of March, to our reality quotient. And with that, some really interesting continuing conversation, actually, is as we focus a lot on COVID. I like us having that as a focus. I don't like the COVID, but the focus on how we fix, how we correct, how we deal with things. A lot of experts are examining, ladies, this study. I think Fauci mentioned it over the weekend that found no substantial difference in coronavirus cases in schools observing 6-foot or 3-foot rules. So whether this has enormous impact or not on the future of schooling, it's interesting because there are a lot of folks now who are parents in my neighborhood who are or neck of the woods here are complaining that we're just going to get kids back in school again. Youngsters will be in classrooms, and there'll be a vacation. And then after that, there's only 2 months.
Summer.
Yeah, time for summer. Summertime, summertime, summertime. And then, yesterday I was informed last night by my grandson that he was going to school on April the 19th, I think it is, or April the 13th or something. He's going to be in class for the first time with his classmates that he has been seeing every day for almost a year. Okay, so what's that going to do? I guess it depends on how well adjusted you are, much as anything else, to bring that age or older youngsters in. But there are a couple of different issues here as to getting classes open, the continuing focus on how much money the teachers in most circumstances have made, or they've been paid, but they haven't really done a lot. I would say that that's not universal in my... It's not a criticism, I guess. Well, it's an observation.
I think
maybe
it's
a criticism
of the unions more than the teachers. I think, you know, I think there are some teachers who have enjoyed this break, and I think there are others who think that it would have been better for them to be back in the classroom. I think, I know when I've talked to my mom, and my mom's been retired from LA Unified for a few years now, but she was talking to me about how difficult it would be to do Zoom classes all the time, to wonder if your lesson is actually making it.
Is anybody listening or anybody?
Well, especially at my mom taught at the high school level, and the metrics right now, at least for LA Unified, is that only 25% of high school students were actually showing up for Zoom classes. So you've got 1 in 4 of your students that you know are going to be there. What's happening to the other ones? So I think for good teachers, they wanted to get back into the classroom because they know it's better to be there. But what I've learned is that LA Unified is going to not allow, they're allowing students back in the classroom, but get this, they're going to be sitting in a classroom with teachers Zooming into the classroom. So they're not even going to have in-person instruction.
Yeah.
It's become
crazy.
Really ridiculous. And I don't know if you guys heard the latest, I mean, this to me is an outrage. But in California, because he is facing a recall, Gavin Newsom said that he would give $6.6 billion to schools who would go back into session. Even if it was for 1 minute.
He's
going to
give his money?
Here.
It's his money.
Well, it's our money. But he's going to authorize.
I'm going to give you,
$6.6 billion as another incentive for schools to reopen. Now, I always thought it was about following the science that schools were closed, not about a money grab. But the governor says, I'll give you this money if you open. Okay, so the schools are now starting to open. So the school district in Clovis, which is in Fresno, California, got caught and called out by the reopened school people they sent a letter out to their teachers that said, you know, we've got all this money coming in from the federal government and from the state government, so we are going to give each teacher a $6,000 bonus. You should use it to go on vacation and blah, 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 and go to Hawaii was one of the suggestions. Now, if this
can you get into Hawaii open? I thought Hawaii was dirty.
Hawaii's open.
Have they opened it up again? Okay, good.
It's been open for a while.
Let's go.
But you understand the outrage here? You're telling teachers who have been Zooming for a year now that they should take the $6,000 bonus and go on vacation? What? I mean, what is this all about? What's the real motivation here? Is it about the kids? Obviously, it is not about the kids.
Nah, it isn't. It's just it's more of the same kind of stuff. So we have good news. That is, children get back in the classroom. Good news is that we have 3-4 distancing. The bad news is that we have acted like very immature citizens of the world through all of this. Meanwhile, speaking of the world, Germany has suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They have advised the regulators, the equivalent of the CDC over there, says they have to report, they're investigating reports of people taking this and having blood clots almost immediately after they have the shot. So the
comforting.
Yeah, well, that's fabulous, right? Yeah, you really want to know. And that's the other thing with this. I was visiting some neighbors yesterday, talking, getting some farming stuff going, and they have some land and they're friends. And so I went to their door last night, it was about 6:30, quarter or 7, and this fellow was great. He was a well-known x-ray doctor in one of the Mass General Hospitals. He's a very wonderful guy. And so he comes to the door, and he opens the door, and he says, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And he comes outside, and it's pretty cold yesterday. So I told him while I was there, I wanted to know what was going on, a few things with the barn. And he says, his wife says, well, have him come in. So I went inside, and the first question, she was an operating room nurse, and he was a doctor. First question from both of them was, have you had your shots? And I looked at him, and I said, yeah, I've had one. I'm going to have one more next week. Oh, good. And they both had their shots. So that's how conversations begin these days with, you know, some of our, if not most of our contemporaries, like both of you. How often do you encounter that? People say to you, have you had your shots yet in your daily routine, whatever it may be?
Not very often.
Really?
I don't think I've ever been asked. Nope.
No.
Is it an age thing? Maybe it is.
Probably.
Maybe it's an age thing.
Yeah. Our generation knows how to mind their own business. Shout out to the millennials.
What? And yeah, I just love that you made me a millennial. Thanks. I feel so young.
Yeah. You make me feel so young. So now the president says help is here in very tangible ways. They're going out and about to tour the country to explain the benefits of the COVID relief package, as he sees a lot of benefits politically from this legislative victory. I think the taxpayers are not going to see this down the line. Some people look at it and understand that it really isn't what they say it is, but then that's the case with most of these things. They aren't what they claim they are, and they aren't what they've said. People say things, and what they say has no real substance. I want to give Biden the benefit of the doubt, frankly. He talks about all the people who are getting their shots, and that's part of the package. He says already doing what was it was designed to do, make a difference in our lives. With shots in arms and money in pockets, Biden's hoping not only for the advantage politically that comes from this, but also Americans, or he says some Americans, want to make sure that we have our trust restored in government.
The problem is, though, is that the he spent $2 trillion now. There's already been $3 trillion spent. So you're looking at a crisis that didn't need to cost the American taxpayer $5 trillion. And now, exactly. I mean, all you had to do was let the economy heal by letting people go back to work and trying to take the measures to protect them when you do that. But then you also have the idea that he's going to be passing a pretty major tax hike. And
look at this. Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest,
biggest
one.
Tax hike since 1993 already in the hopper. So how is that going to...
How is that going to go? Well, because he's going to sell it as a tax hike on the rich, but we all know that that's not true because it's going to change the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. It's going to raise income tax on people who earn more than $400,000. It expands the estate tax. It creates higher capital gains.
For a second. Okay. So those sorts of things. Remember that with a strong breath I have said... The government needs to encourage businesses to come back to our country to create jobs and to get away from these damn Chinese in one way or the other. The Chinese government is not our friend. And so what are we doing? We're going to tax companies more to encourage them to go elsewhere to save some money instead of cutting taxes for businesses if you come back here. How much enlightened thinking does there have to be for somebody to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to, for companies that stay outside of America producing things, here's your tax increase. You come back to America, here's your tax decrease. That's all they should say. 28%, if you get stuff in China, made in China, great. 28%, that's your tax rate. You come back to America, and it's 18%.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Never happened.
And why isn't that on the top of everybody's radar screen instead of tax, 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 tax? All about tax. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, okay. And there's not a lot of bipartisan. I mean, look, I know elections have consequences, and Trump and Republicans pushed a lot through, and I know Democrats are going to push a lot through. But when it comes to money, usually with the Trump administration, they always had to have bipartisan buy-in because they had Democrats who had to sign off on the bill. Because Democrats don't. They're pushing things through. So Senator Cardin yesterday was caught on tape telling Mayor Pete that they're going to push through infrastructure without any Republican support. They're going to do it as part of reconciliation, which is what they just did with the COVID-19 bill. Now, I don't know how constitutional that is, but that's their plan. So when it comes to spending, there's no oversight right now. It's like I think that they feel like they have an open checkbook, and that's when checks and balances are really important.
Well, so in 2 years, they're getting enough Republicans elected to have...
Yeah, but what happens between now and then?
Between now and then.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that tax thing, you increase taxes on companies that will continue to do business, have things made in China. You decrease the taxes on companies that bring all of the production back to America. That's it. Simple. Straightforward. Speaking of that, listen to this. Did you hear it?
I heard it.
Clear. I'm clearing up. I've done the Navage already, and so now I'm putting Clear in there so you understand how easy it is for you to have the sinus care that you need, hydrating your nose while it works against bacteria, viruses, contaminants that are all around inside your house, outside. Pretty soon it's going to be flower time and pollen time, and you're going to really want to use Clear to keep your airways clean as can be. All Natural Clear, X-L-E-A-R, is now encouraging you to take some action. Join doctors, nurses, and other public health officials who are petitioning the Centers for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on all of us to use nasal sprays to help combat things like the COVID and other things that I outline every time I talk about Clear. Doctors are now being encouraged to use this sort of thing in treating patients. Help them get CDC approval. Lend your voice to the effort. Visit Clear, XLEAR.com, and sign the petition. That's XLEAR.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition at Clear.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. We are halfway through the month of March. Believe that one. As we head into springtime this weekend, I'm sure that will be some of the trending conversation. We actually have a number of things that are hopping in our hopper, if you will, and we're going to hop into the hopper with Jay right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, waiting fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license, and all 50 states, and LLC, consumer access.org, number 330.
These may be uncertain times.
All right, let's see what we can dig into here. Looks like Fox calling for Generation X to put an end to the cancel culture. Where did this start? Did this start at Fox or start with somebody at Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, Generation A? We understand the cancel culture and how ridiculous it is.
They're saying this was a big story in the New York Times over the weekend. I think it was there and other media outlets had it, that Generation X would be the ones to save us from the cancel culture, because Generation X was the group that tried to stop Tipper Gore from censoring albums and stood up against a lot of censorship during the 80s and the 90s.
I'm not Generation X.
No, you're a boomer, aren't you?
I'm a baby boomer. So X is behind me, right?
Just to put in perspective, I'm the tail end of X. Like, I'm on the borderline of X and millennial. So Generation X ends about 1980, to put
and
in perspective.
And J is
your
millennial.
Kids, Yeah,
you're like a little group that's identified as Zennials, where it's like you're the tail end of Gen X just before Millennials started. So you remember what it was like to not have quick and easy access to the internet, but also you know how to use the internet very easily.
So I know how. I certainly fit into the group that never thought there would be anything like the internet. And I remember talking to somebody back in the 1980s. I'm not going to get email. What do I want with email? So there you go.
Well, people forget Gen X already lived through cancel culture. It just had a different name.
Yeah.
What was the name?
The war on PC.
Yeah, and it was a lot. I remember people made Tipper Gore enemy number one because she was trying to slap censorship labels, and there was a whole thing. And I bring this up because I remember as a kid, like, we used to stand up against censorship of music. We used to stand up against people banning books, and so that's why I think it's so crazy now, because as a kid, I grew up with none of that stuff. We fought against it.
Right. As a matter of fact, I know that you and your father have a copy of Mein Kampf. And your book?
No.
Well, and a lot of Gen X people are very comically responding back on Twitter. Like, one user said, sure, let me just put in my pump-up mix of Two Live Crew, NWA, and Sinead O'Connor, and I'll get right on this.
That's right.
Right. So is this foolishness, or is where... I mean, a lot of the stuff, the trending stuff, oftentimes is foolish anyway, so this is just plain foolish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love how it's like, hey, Gen X, please save us. Gen X is probably the most chill of all the generations to begin with.
Really? All right. 28 past, Sadie and Doug, 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Here's the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the second, Border Patrol advised us they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed the Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The first major tax increase in 30 years is coming up next for the Biden administration. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is planning on the first major federal tax increase in nearly 30 years. Bloomberg reported Monday that the increases include a hike in the corporate tax, an expansion of the estate tax, and raising the income tax rate for those making at least $400,000. Senator Mike Rounds also believes that the president's plan will include repealing President Trump's 2017 tax package. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that he hopes some of his colleagues from across the aisle will see that the tax hikes will impact all Americans and not just those top earners.
What we need are for some of the Democrats to take a hard look at whether or not they really want to see this economy go down in flames. Because if you start increasing the tax rates here, the money will leave. It can leave. It can go elsewhere. And the other piece of this is when you raise the basic tax rates on corporations, they don't have as much money to pay wages. They don't have as much money that goes into dividends. That goes into 401ks. It goes into pension plans and so forth.
The top 1% of taxpayers paid roughly $616 billion or 38.5% of all income taxes, while the bottom 90% paid about $479 billion or 29.9% of all income taxes. That's according to 2020 data from taxfoundation.org. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
The hour now on today's DJV program. Right now, as you think about what we're talking about, you are being recorded. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's listening to you. Everything you say is being traced. How about that? They talk about fan clubs. Ay, ay, ay. I don't know if people are listening understand what language we're speaking, but somebody somewhere is listening. Ooey, ooey. And to the words of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria is going to take the rest of the week off to continue her recuperation. We wish her well. Hold a good thought for her. Have you been sick at all? If you have been, it's nice to have somebody that's on your side thinking about how well you can be. And much of recovery, whether it's the COVID thing, whether you have an operation, whatever it is, it's mental. I know that your body has to be strong in order to recover, but it's also your mind, how you're feeling spiritually. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about the world in which you live? All those things. If you have a... Well, there's Jennifer.
I'm just answering all your
reality.
Questions.
So Governor Greg Abbott has lifted the statewide COVID restrictions in Texas, right? A lot of people are ditching their masks and resuming their old lives, but it's not that easy. A lot of people don't, they're not comfortable not wearing their masks, and the anxiety that surrounds this will keep a lot of people wearing their masks for a long time. And it's okay. I think that I'm going to continue to wear my mask. I guess that's it. Jay, what about you? You're going to wear, keep wearing your masks?
Yeah, I'm going to keep wearing my mask.
How many different ones do you have? How many different masks do you
probably have? I have less than 10. But I do have less than 10. Yeah, I probably have somewhere between 5 and 10. Like three absolute favorites. But I feel like I've always been someone that likes to wear sunglasses, even when you don't need sunglasses, because it's just a little bit of privacy. And I feel like that mask, you get that little bit of privacy.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about that. Jennifer, what about you and the circle that you're in terms of wearing masks? I've seen some people on radio stations wearing a mask, trying to make themselves heard on a microphone. I see these TV reporters. It's ridiculous. These TV reporters are standing in the middle of a field someplace, or they go, they send a reporter to someplace. Well, we have live breaking news from Athol, and they're standing at the whatever happened. Right.
Wait, did he just say everybody run? I know.
Yeah, it's that silly. It's just
honestly,
silly.
I mean it. Just my heart. I hate the mask. I hate not seeing people's faces. Like I don't like wearing it. I don't like having to navigate it with my sunglasses or if I'm driving and wearing my regular glasses. Not that I wear a mask in the car, but when I get out of the car, I don't like wearing a mask. So I will be happy when we don't have to wear a mask anymore.
But
will I follow the rules of businesses? Yeah. I mean, I'm going to, if a business or something I go into is going to still have a mask, then I'll wear the mask.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way, it's not going along to get along. What is it, get along to go along or go, whatever that phrase is. This lady who is causing the discussion is a doctor named Sylvia Gearing, who apparently works with the Governor Abbott in Texas, says it's going to take a long time before many of us become unconditioned to wearing a mask. She said, quote, I believe that the pandemic is going to leave an indelible fingerprint on our psychological 100%. Functioning.
Yep,
yeah,
100%.
It has been.
Think about all the habits. I mean, it only takes a month to create a new habit. Think about, I mean, how many of us are going to be running back to concerts or to theater or to the movies or to the gym? How many of us are going to think, how many of us do think twice about whether or not we get on an airplane? It's absolutely.
I don't think twice about it. I'm not thinking twice about that because I'm eager to.
Well, I think you took a vaccine because you want to travel. So clearly exactly. It's in your psyche that you have to do something before.
I would not have had a shot if it weren't for traveling because I don't think I need it. I've never had the flu, and I've never had a flu shot. Now, granted, this could be more serious for people my age, but I just didn't think I needed it. But I felt compelled, and I resent it, actually, in a manner of speaking. But when I think about the fun that I have with that little squirt out in California, and last night we were doing our FaceTime, he's all up in excitement about St. Patrick's Day. So he's discovered leprechauns, and he set a trap to capture leprechauns in his room. He showed me there's a path from the door through the living room to his bedroom with these gold arrows that he's made on the floor to lead the leprechaun into his room so that he can trap him in the dog's cage because he wants to have a new friend who's a leprechaun. Last week his thing was dinosaurs. This week it's leprechauns. Who knows what next week's going to be. But he's all worked up about leprechauns. And in the cage, there are going to be green cookies that he makes today with his mother. Making green cookies.
That'll get him.
That's awesome.
He's a hot ticket, that kid. Anyway, so there's that business.
I don't think it's necessarily about travel. Your family has been putting the pressure on you for the vaccine because they're not letting you see anybody, right?
Well, it depends on who's in my family. My sisters both have had the shots. My younger sister has a bad cancer that she's dealing with. She started her radiation yesterday, and I didn't talk to her at the end of the day. But, you know, she she's been big on the masks, and so has my older sister, who was really, her husband's not in great shape. You know, what it really is, Jennifer, we're all dealing with age, and we're thinking about, okay, how do I best live my life, and what do I want to do, and who do I want to be with? And I want to be with the people who are in my family. So do I feel pressured? I don't like wearing the mask, but I'd wear it. I think it's the right thing to do. Do I concentrate? Do I have a yardstick that makes me conscious of what 6 feet are?
You don't need one.
Every place you go, there's a big sticker on the floor. It's the new normal. What really gets ingrained in my mind is the reason that we're going through this and nobody is dealing with it. That's what sends me crazy, into crazy land.
Not only are we not dealing with it, we're selling them our debt so that they can own us. You're talking about
China.
What we're doing to dig out of this is to create more debt for ourselves that they're going to buy, which is going to make it harder for us to ever overcome them. There was a story today that just sort of went unnoticed, and it was that China and Russia have joined together to, guess what, create a space force. So all those people who laughed about Trump creating a space force, now China and Russia are working together for a space force?
Yeah. To what end? And then you think, okay, well, these people are stupid. They want to control the world. Let them. Look at the trouble that you have with all of that. But the other side of it is that it's about our country and business and jobs and stuff and creating an ambiance. And that's why I go back to, you're probably going to hear me say this a lot as we move forward, this business about the tax. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the new taxes that are coming down the pike, and how we're going to go get the big bad guys that have big businesses and tax them 28% instead of 21%. And among all of the flurry of excitement among the Democrats who love to tax the people that pay the bills, I don't see any mention of anybody coming up with an idea on either side, frankly. I don't know if the Republicans are on this or not, but somebody's got to wake up to this. And I would think that many of you who may have close ties, or want to have the connection with people who are your legislators, and you bring this up. All these phony politicians have legislative breakfasts. I know the farm groups have, in my neck of the woods, legislative breakfasts with the leaders. So are you going to say to your congressman, are you going to say to your state senator or whomever that you want to see the tax increase applied to those who will not bring their businesses back to America from China? If there's a business that is basically dependent on Chinese production and we lower their tax rate instead of increase it to incentivize, all we're doing by getting an across-the-board tax increase is encouraging more people to spend more money over there to save money on other things like having stuff go to the bottom line. Do you know, we were talking yesterday, we're working on more investors for this project on the farm, and one of the guys that was talking to an investment banker on the call said, in the past year, more people have invested in Tesla than anything else. That's where people's money has gone. And look at what I'm talking about big investors, big money. They see Tesla going up by 500%, and they're all over it. That kind of stuff. They'll be in, and as soon as it slows down, they'll be out, and they'll put the money into something else. But some of the independent, smaller companies that are looking for funding, like my project on the farm, we take a second seat to people who are throwing money at Tesla. And one of those is, do you realize we were talking last week about Warren Buffett becoming a member of the $100 billion club? Well, one of the main reasons he did is because Berkshire Hathaway invested big time in Tesla. And so that has caused the value of that stock, the Berkshire Hathaway stock, to go way up. I mean, think about that. And where are most of the components coming from that are in the Tesla? Guess where they're coming from? I don't think you have to guess, right?
China.
All that technology? Yeah, exactly.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I want to talk about your nose, okay? I'm going to stick my nose into your business.
My nose made in China.
Your nose is not. No.
It was made in Glendale, I think.
Okay, so here's another one. Those of you, we had a story yesterday about this woman, this crazy woman who just declared herself a plastic surgeon, and she was giving people nose jobs and tucks and ups and downs, and she wasn't a doctor at all. She wasn't even a nurse. And so she finally got outed. But the thing, the reason I'm bringing it up is because when you get a nose job, that plastic thing that you they're putting in your nose or whatever it is that they're doing, or many of the components when you have a hip job or you have a knee job, and they're putting in components, guess where most of those are made? Hello? Ding, 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 ding. So it's everywhere. It's insidious. And we are nuts here in this country to do what we are doing, allow ourselves to go down the road that we're doing. So ask your congressman and whoever, whatever politician you may have a connection to, or send him a note, a letter or something that says, how about in the tax increase, we increase the taxes on the people who don't bring back their businesses from China, and the people who do bring their businesses back, then we give them a tax cut. That's the way to approach that if we're going to do anything that makes any modicum of sense to anybody at all. I'd like to think that I make some sense some of the time. All right, ladies, do we have a hip hip hooray for me making sense?
Sure. Yay.
Where is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's very interesting.
Hip hip hooray.
Yeah. 46 past the hour. All right, so I said we're going to focus on your nose again because virtually all of the forms of airborne threats, bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses pass through your nose. As you wake up this morning, do you have a navage to clean the gunk out of your nose that has built up there all night long? Clean it out at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, like you brush your teeth, wash your hands, wash your face, take a shower or whatever. Proper nasal cleansing is very important. It's essential. And it's easy thanks to Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the world's only nose cleaner that has powered suction that basically gets the stuff out of your nose. It's not messy. It's clean. It's clear. Once you start using it, you'll make it a part of your daily routine. You'll be breathing much better, feeling much healthier. Navage cleans out all of the dust, the allergens, pollutions, all the potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. So, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Go there. Order this. Is no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction. As you order this and put it to work, you'll love it. I know you will. People talk about it all the time. When I think of how my nose feels in the morning when I wake up, it's, you know, there's a little wheezing, get all that stuff. Use the device. In just a matter of days, you'll be breathing easier. It's Navage. That's what it is. N-A-V-A-G-E. Find it, order it, use it. Navage.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
It's now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program, and with the absence of Victoria, the weight of the world comes to my shoulders, so I'm going to look down my nose at Twitter and a couple of other technologically astute ideas that I have found right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 33.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Twitter has taken a big step in helping you protect your account with hardware security keys, top authentication technique when it comes to security. Previously, you could register one key for logging in. Now you can roll multiple keys. Hardware security keys are particularly useful for two-factor authentication because you register them to work with a particular site or a service. That protects you from phishing problems where attackers try to steal your credentials by fooling you into logging into a fake website. Gee, I wonder who'd do that. Twitter already offered hardware security keys for, but they only would let you enroll in a single key. That's the problem. I should have, you know what, Victoria, Jay, I probably should ask you to do these because you can give them a little more, if you have almost as much knowledge, I think maybe in practical sense, you probably have as much, if not more, than Victoria does. So I probably should have you go through all of these things and give us your two cents with. So what about this? Explain what I'm explaining here, will you? What Twitter is actually doing.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What is Twitter? What were you saying?
Twitter is... Well, all right, we'll take it under advisement because I don't want to take any more time with it. I just want to get your run on some of these things. In the meantime, the dangers of deep fakes have reached competitive cheering, if they are not. Let's find out.
The Geek Out.
Over the last couple of years, we've repeatedly discussed the far-reaching dangers of deepfakes. That's the creation of photos, video, or audio to look or sound like something that it's not. Beyond the obvious geopolitical or economic ramifications, there was always this question of when will this become personal? Well, now it has. Last week, a Pennsylvania woman was arrested for creating deepfake videos and photos of teenage girls competing with her daughter for spots on a cheerleading squad. Yes, the fakes were sent to coaches and it depicted drinking and nudity and vaping, hoping to get them in trouble. This is the first story of deepfakes being used in a general public way, but has been so predictable, it's a crazy story, so we tweeted a link to it over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, next up, Apple is expected to hold its next big event later this month. Apple leaker John Prosser says the product announcement, which could include devices like the long-rumored smart tracker tag, AirPods 3, or an iPad Pro update, will take place on the 23rd of this month. Apple's next-gen earbuds reportedly look more like AirPods Pro, come with spatial audio support and touch controls. On Monday, though, Apple analyst Ming-Chao Koo has said new AirPods may not become available until quarter three this year. See, I have absolutely no authority here. Who the hell is Ming-Chao Koo? Anybody who, she's an Apple, is that even a man or a woman? Apple analyst Ming-Chao Koo. Any idea, Jay, who is Ming-Chao, or is that important? Maybe I should just have said an Apple analyst says the new AirPods may not become available till later this year. So
he is a guy.
Oh, he is a guy. Okay. So do you use these things? Do you have Apple? Do you use earbuds? And can you only use earbuds with Apple? Does Apple make earbuds just specifically for Apple products?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I don't have any earbuds. I have some Beats earbuds that you can use on across any device. I would think that the AirPods would be able to be synced to anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, you heard. You learned nothing from listening to the last 5 minutes on this program. Congratulations.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.